This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, President Biden gives his first address to a joint session of Congress, while Republican rebuttal paints a hope-filled picture. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
In his first joint session address to Congress, President Joe Biden shared his vision for America on Wednesday night, April 28, 2021. But, as always, the opposing political party was able to give their rebuttal of the address and express where President Biden's vision diverges from reality and how their plan is better for America. For the Republican rebuttal, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina spoke of hope and how Americans can band together in unity and find common ground through common sense. Scott expressed that our nation is sliding off its shared foundation, but he explained how we can move forward together. Regarding the national climate in 2020, he commented that, "This past year, I've watched COVID attack every rung of the ladder that helped me up. So many families have lost parents and grandparents too early. So many small businesses have gone under. Becoming a Christian transformed my life, but for months, too many churches were shut down." He went on to explain how every time that Republicans sought to bring unity, the Democrats blocked their efforts and rejected the proverbial olive branch, including when Scott addressed racial reconciliation, saying that, "I offered amendments, but Democrats used the filibuster to block the debate from even happening. My friends across the aisle seemed to want the issue more than they wanted a solution, but I'm still working. I'm hopeful that this will be different." He gave a hopeful vision of the future, laying out that, "Our best future won't come from Washington schemes or socialist dreams. It will come from you, the American people, Black, Hispanic, white, and Asian, Republican and Democrat, brave police officers and Black neighborhoods. We are not adversaries. We are family. We are all in this together." And that original sin is never the end of the story, not in our souls and not in our nation. The real story is always redemption. As he wrapped up his rebuttal, Senator Scott quoted from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Also known as the high priestly blessing. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." As two different visions were laid out for the future of the nation, pray that the leaders of this country are humbled before God and seek his vision for America.